The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to continue the discussion just for a short time further. And the Iranian commander that was taken out by American forces, enormous amount of debate, and the debate is not going to go away anytime soon. How will Iran respond? We don't know. We don't know. All right, let's go back to the phones, and I've got Jack in Worthington. Hey, Jack, welcome.
Hello, Bob. I'm hysteric. I have never been so proud of a president since Ronald Reagan. This man did the right thing. If we let us, Adolf Hitler would have loved that, and so would Mussolini and Dojo, would have loved to have the Democrats that we got right now, Pelosi and all of them. We'd have been speaking Japanese and German. That we would have been beat to a pulp. We've got a president that has some intestinal fortitude. He did what Harry Truman did when he was told about the atomic bomb, when they got Hiroshima and Nagasaki, when Paul Tibbets flew over Hiroshima in August 25, 1945. It saved about a million American lives.
Well, and that's exactly what President Trump is saying. He held a brief press conference today and said that the major reason for taking this guy out was to avoid a war, because evidently our intelligence forces had uncovered plans by this general and the Iranian government for attacks on American forces and American diplomats, not only in Iraq, but around the world. And we know that this guy spearheaded the attack on the American embassy. Hey, Jack, thanks. Appreciate the call. Thank you. He spearheaded the attack on the embassy in Baghdad. My only problem, I think the president made the right decision. I do. Will there be consequences? Yeah. In certain parts of the world, will Americans be safer because of this decision? Probably not. We're going to see some probably severe travel restrictions for at least a short period of time. The U.S., you watch, this is my prediction. There are going to be several travel restrictions where American citizens are going to be warned not to travel to certain parts of the world, certain countries, and so forth, because of the fear of retaliation by Iranian terrorists. But in this war against terror, that's the price that has to be paid. Now, what I started to say, my only criticism is that evidently the Iraqi government was not informed that this was going to take place. This took place on Iraqi soil just outside the airport in Baghdad. You with me on this? This happened on a sovereign nation's soil, and from what we can tell, and who knows, it looks like The Iraqi government was not alerted. That's my only hesitancy. We're not sure about that, but that's the way it seems. We will see. I think the decision was right, but we do have to be careful in violating the rights of a sovereign state, whether it's Iraq or any other country, unless the circumstances demand it. And evidently, Trump and the American military believe that the circumstances did demand it. All right, let's go back to the phones, and I've got Mark in Columbus who wants to continue the discussion. Hey, Mark, welcome. You're on Bob Rennie Live.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I just had to call in when I heard the last caller talk about Trump in relation to Truman. Not even close, man. Five deferment Trump. Let's talk about that, and let's talk about Harry Truman that actually served and did serve in World War One and put his life on the line many, many times. Not even a comparison. And did Harry Truman divorce his wife twice? No. And you know what? I just get so sick of this. I like the fact that Trump is pulling the switch, and I like the fact that he's doing some of the things that we like him to do. That's it, man. Don't even compare him to Reagan or anybody else, in my opinion. And I just can't take it. You guys, you just love this. You know what? Maybe not you. I don't know. But you just seem to love this guy, and I can't take him. So anyway, that's my opinion, and that's about all I got to say.
Okay, Mark, you said it, and I'm glad you did. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Be careful when you talk about you guys, because anyone who listens to this program knows I have not sworn unconditional blind loyalty to Donald Trump. I have criticized him on many occasions, and when it is appropriate, I will again. And I have warned repeatedly, including today. I went on a little tirade earlier today, warning everyone. Donald Trump does not perform miracles. He does not walk on water. He is a man, and he is he's a man that has a lot of flaws, a lot of flaws. Is God using him? Yeah, I do believe that God is using Donald Trump. Does that excuse his behavior at times? No. No. And I've said this repeatedly. Whenever Donald Trump leaves office, whether it's after the first term or after the second term, whenever he leaves office, I will be able to say with a clear conscience, I never sacrificed my Christian testimony to support Donald Trump. Now listen to me. There are a whole lot of Christians who will not be able to say that. Why? Because before he was elected, I made a promise behind this microphone to all of you. Many of you heard it. I made you a promise. When he does something that is good and right, I will commend him for that. Because I think that's only right. When he does something that is wrong, I will criticize him. That's only right. When he does something that is offensive to the cause of Christ, and Donald Trump has, I will speak out against it. When he uses profane and obscene language at a campaign rally, you're not going to hear Bob Bernie say, "Isn't that great? Well, he just got caught up in the moment." I'll say, that is not language that the President of the United States should be using. And so I will support him every opportunity I possibly can. And that's the majority of the time. He is pro-life. He has stood for the family. And in spite of his failed marriages and his past unmistakable immorality, and that's not debatable, in the past, this has been a very immoral man. I think there's been a change. I think he is a different man today than he used to be. I do. I really believe that. And so I will stand with him and for him every opportunity I can. But I won't sacrifice my Christian testimony for anybody. And neither should you. We'll take a break.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, the United Methodist General Conference this summer is going to be interesting, and it looks like something good is going to come out of it. A schism, a break, a split. Now, for a lot of people, that's always bad, bad, bad. No, no, no. Sometimes a split, a schism, a breakup is good when it's over sound doctrine, when it's over biblical principles. Here's the story. Here's the headline. United Methodist Church is expected to... that headline doesn't make any difference. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Headline doesn't make any sense. So let me skip the headline. This is from a reputable news source. The headline makes no sense whatsoever. Here's the story. The United Methodist Church is expected to split into more than one denomination in an attempt to bring to a close a years-long and contentious fight over same-sex marriage. The historic schism would divide the third largest religious denomination in the United States. Leaders of the church announced today that they had agreed to, quote, spin off a traditionalist Methodist denomination. I love this. Can I interpret for you what I think? The liberal leadership of the United Methodist Church finally got sick and tired of the conservatives standing up and saying, why don't you people believe the Bible? And so the liberals are finally saying, why don't you people just leave? Why don't you people just leave and leave us alone? Okay, let me get back to the story. Leaders of the church announced today that they had agreed to spin off a traditionalist Methodist denomination, which would continue to oppose same-sex marriage and to refuse ordination to LGBT clergy while allowing the remaining portion of the United Methodist Church to permit same-sex marriage and LGBT clergy for the first time in its history. The plan needs to be approved in May at the denomination's worldwide conference. The writers of the plan called the division, quote, the best means to resolve our differences, allowing each part of the church to remain true to its theological understanding while recognizing the dignity, equality, integrity, and respect to every person. So they're going to split off and form two sub-denominations under the head of the United Methodist. Now, here's my ultimate question. Why would the conservatives agree to this? Just leave. there are conservative Methodist denominations. There are Bible-believing United Methodists, or not United. There are conservative Methodist denominations that the Bible-believing churches could join. What is the advantage of trying to remain the United Methodist Church when you are dividing into the traditionalists and the modernists or the compromisers? Friday's announcement came as new sanctions were set to go into effect in the church, which would have made punishments for the United Methodist Church pastors who performed same-sex weddings and so on. Instead, leaders from liberal and conservative wings signed an agreement saying they will postpone these sanctions and instead vote to split at the Worldwide Church's May General Conference. Well, if they do split, I hope that those traditionalists, don't you love that, traditionalists, they're the Bible believers. They're the conservatives. But anyway, they're being called the traditionalists. I hope they insist on autonomy. How could they possibly stay under the authority of a bunch of liberals who deny the Bible? How could they support in common missions outreach, charity outreach, knowing that the dollars that they are contributing to the denomination are going to be used for purposes that defy biblical teaching? So I don't know. We don't know a whole lot of the details of the schism, the split yet. It's going to be fascinating to watch. We probably won't know all the details until we get closer to May, the general meeting. But it looks like the conservatives, God bless them, have made enough noise that the liberals are finally saying, all right, go do your thing. And I hope that the conservatives say, okay, we will do our thing, which is we will obey Scripture. So that's going to be absolutely fascinating to watch. An agreement supposedly reached today where the denomination is going to spin off the traditionalists. Again, we don't know what that means, but we will find out. Interesting. All right, top of the hour break. Then we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.